Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of St. Mary Magdalene for the third Sunday of Easter, Year B. I pray that this homily is helpful to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. They were still talking about this when Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated? And why are these doubts rising in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Their joy was so great that they could not believe it, and they stood dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. Then he told them, "This is what I meant when I said, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets and in the Psalms has to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So you see how it is written, that the Christ would suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead. And that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this." The Gospel of the Lord. You are witnesses to this. The resurrection accounts show us that Jesus' resurrection is something we can call a personal resurrection, in that when Jesus is raised from the dead, he appears personally to his disciples. He eats with them. In John's Gospel, he even cooks breakfast for them. Jesus doesn't just appear in some vague way to thousands of people. In most cases, he appears to real people who know him and love him. And these real people have their lives changed by their encounter with the risen Lord. The resurrection changed everything for this frightened, vulnerable group of disciples. And however scared and vulnerable we might feel at times, the resurrection can change everything for us as well. Because of the resurrection, Jesus is alive, really and personally. And we now can have a personal relationship, a friendship with God in the person of Jesus Christ. This, brothers and sisters, is what our faith is ultimately about. This is why we come to church. Not to fulfill rules and regulations, not to keep God happy, just in case we die and he happens to be real. No. We come to church, we are Catholics, because we have met and we want to meet Jesus, and we want to enter into a real friendship with our resurrected Lord. The beautiful mystery of our faith is that God is awesome, God is majestic, God is the ground, the foundation of being, of existence. But at the same time, this infinite and majestic God who keeps all things in being, this same God is both your God and my God. He is knowable. He is a personal God, a relatable God. And the resurrection accounts testify to this. For by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the risen Lord, dwells within us. And we too are able to enter into a personal, living, and loving relationship with the living God. Now, this personal relationship, it's free. It's open to everyone, all of us. But like any relationship, it takes some effort on our part. Like all relationships, if we want it to work, it's going to take some work. A relationship needs to be invested in. We need to spend time with the one we want to have a relationship with. Otherwise, that relationship won't be very strong or effective. Why am I talking about relationship? Well, because it's foundational, but also because it's on the basis of our relationship with Jesus that we are able to be witnesses to him. We are to be witnesses to the resurrection. A witness is someone who has a personal experience of an event or a person or a scene. The witness then is called to talk about that experience, to testify to the truth of the situation. And that's what we are called to do as Christians, as disciples, as followers of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the risen Lord is here. Jesus promises that where two or three are gathered, he is there in their midst. Jesus is truly here, speaking to us today in his word through the sacred scriptures proclaimed during this Mass. He is here in the Eucharist. He is here in each of us. The risen Lord, the only one who truly knows us completely, who loves us and can bring us to the fullness of life, is here now in this place this morning. And we, you and I, are called to be witnesses to him. So what does this mean practically? St. John says we can be sure that we know God only by keeping his commandments, and when anyone does obey what he has said, God's love comes to perfection in him. It means then that our witness is about putting our money where our mouth is, walking the walk and talking the talk. Our world is crying out for our witness. People need to see in us the joy of the risen Lord, the joy of the Catholic faith. Of course, we will make mistakes. We will get things wrong. That's a given. But because of what Christ has done for us, we can always turn back to him. We can always start afresh. For us to be faithful witnesses, we need to be people who are serious about our religion. Faith is serious business. And so we must find ways to make sure that we are feeding, nourishing our faith, especially by getting the most out of our Sunday Eucharist, and by nourishing our prayer life, by using the sacraments, by reading the scriptures, by studying our faith. If we don't, we will starve ourselves of the very food that we need to live this new life that God wants for all of us. We must be people who are willing to stand up for what we believe and talk openly about our faith. Don't believe that lie that faith is a private matter. Faith is not private. Faith is personal, but it is not private. Because what we believe, our faith, should affect our whole life. Every decision we make, the people we associate with, the things we do, that's not private. We have the message of eternal life, and the world needs to hear it now more than it ever did. We have something to say in public sphere about love, about life, about family, about marriage, about what it means to be a human person created in the image and likeness of God. So let us not shy away from these issues, but lovingly and joyfully witness to the truth that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that he, the risen Lord, is alive in his church today. Let us keep God's commandments so that God's love will come to perfection in each of us and spill out into our friends, our families, our communities. We, you and I, are called to be witnesses to the resurrection. In Christ's strength, may we show the world the new life, the Easter life that God desires for each and every person. Amen. Hello and thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of St. Mark's in Ipswich, go to stmarksparish.org.uk. If you'd like to check out my blog, go to fatherlukegoymore.com. God bless you and see you next time.